Red. Hey guys, it's Red and
Bebecita.
It's been a long time, but we're back.
Woohoo! So, from the last episode that we were on, it's been a while now, but we were talking about why Red wasn't approachable. So why do you think that you're not approachable?
I mean, the name says it all. I don't know. I think it's the red hair, the red lipstick. I really just mind my own, and I'm just not approachable. But I'm the nicest person ever, I think.
No, you are. I think even from like a friend standpoint, when I first saw you, I didn't think that you were approachable. I thought you were really mean. Like, you look really like, don't talk to me. I don't fuck with anybody.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just minding my business. I'm not just gonna, you know.
True, which is funny because it's like, that's how everybody kind of should be. I feel like when you're too friendly off the bat, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like, is it forever or is it just like a for show thing?
I've just never been that type to be like, hey. No, if, you know, if you want to talk to me, then you'll approach me and either by my name or, you know.
I think everybody's so used to like everybody talking about their business.
Yeah.
Like off the get-go.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in that.
And I think you're more like, you have to fill out the person first before you start expressing everything.
I have to be quiet around you so that I can read you. I'm not really trying to be a bitch, but I'm just listening to every word you say. Because I might use it against you later.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The shade is real. No, but yeah, I think that's like the biggest problem. Like, I feel like everybody's so used to being like off the bat. Like, here, lay it all on the table, and you're more like, let me find out what you're about, and if we have the same morals, and then we can continue on with the friendship.
Yeah, even at that, it takes me a while to consider you a friend. Like, I don't, friend is a strong word.
I think it's kind of weird, because it's like, when you get to know what you're about, I feel like I kind of sit down and I wonder, like, why the hell are you single? Because you're very beautiful, you're smart, and you're very nice. Like, you're nice, like, really super nice. And it doesn't, your appearance doesn't show that. Maybe because you're, like, tatted up. You have, like you said, maybe your appearance is a big deal. You're tatted up, you have red, bright hair, and you have, like, RBF, resting bitch face.
I do. And if you were to sit around and talk to like my good friends and you asked them, what do you think about her when you were around her? Mm-hmm. She was a bitch.
But I feel like, I don't know. Because I feel like as a dude, I would want somebody strong. I wouldn't want somebody who like being
I don't think men want a strong female.
I don't know. I don't understand that.
I need someone that's going to be stronger than me.
I never got
like,
that.
If I haven't been approached by a man, it's most likely because he's not a man.
How many times have you been approached by a man?
One time.
Oh. What was their like go-to? What did they like just say hey or what was
no,
it?
No, it was dancing because you know I love dancing. So I was dancing and I could see him. I could see men wanting to approach me, but something holds them back. Like, it's just like, well, she's out there dancing by herself. She don't need a partner.
Maybe they're afraid of rejection.
But I mean, you're never going to know if you don't try.
Very true. But I feel like it's been like, that's a big thing in this society. Like, everybody's so afraid to
get rejected.
Yeah.
But then again, right now it's like, am I going to approach her that she looks like she's fine on her own and I'm going to get rejected? Or should I go approach this little dumbass over here? She's all drunk all over the place. Maybe I could, you know, do whatever I want.
But you know what's weird? That's funny because everybody goes for, when you talk to people and ask them, like, what's your ideal type, they will always say, like, I want a strong, independent,
a
well-put-together person. But it's, like, they never go for that. Like you just said, they always go for, like, the drunk girls that have, like, they probably have a chance with. Which is sad because it's, like, if they put their pride aside. Because, I mean, like, not everybody's going to like you in this world. Why the hell am I going to?
But you're never going to know.
Yeah.
Just like if I see a fine ass man. Well, I'm different though, because I don't approach anyone, females or males. I just don't approach. I'm good. Not because I'm a bitch or stuck up. I'm good with the people in my life.
Yeah.
If someone's gonna come into my life, I think they should work for it.
That's true. Very true. I feel like it's just, they want it so easy.
And there's, I mean, we're living in 2021 and there's, you know, men or women, they're like, oh, well, I don't want to get rejected. Oh, look, there's another one here, another one here. There's too many options. And that's why I think people are not really trying to get to know anyone.
That's true.
It's just, or approaching anyone.
Feel like the standards changed a lot, though.
I don't think anyone has any standards.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
To be honest.
Like, before, you would, like, at least have, like, an idea what you wanted. And then it's, like,
that's
now,
out the window, girl.
Yeah. That's out the window. Nothing. They're just, like, whatever's out there.
I'm, like, I'm old-fashioned. I'm maybe on dating apps, but I really wish I could be, like, at a donut shop, a laundromat, a car wash, and bam. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. And then bam, the love of my life.
I like how you always bring up the car wash. You always say car wash.
Because I'm always washing my car.
That's so funny. But yeah, they don't do that anymore. I feel like that's all in, like, movies now.
But seriously, like, there's still some old-fashioned women on this earth. And I believe men too, but it's just, I just feel like there's too many options. People don't want to take the time to get to know someone at all.
But I think also the culture is different now, because
there is no culture.
No, like the culture that they've created on their own, like, I don't want to say Gen Z. Well, I don't know. But I feel like the younger people now have more ways of doing things. Like, before, you didn't have Tinder. Before, you didn't have any of those dating apps like Bumble. You didn't have those things to be able to pick and choose who you want to, like, meet and who you don't. So I feel like before it was, like, meet at a party, meet at a friend's house.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some of us still want to do it the old school way. Not just... Yeah. You know,
like, but it's really hard. Like, you don't see that anymore. Everything is
so
online.
Hard.
Like, I'll have to snoop through your Instagram to know you.
Or you can't even, you can't even say, for instance, you're at a car wash.
Yeah.
You're at a car wash.
Sponsor,
and you,
car
and
wash.
You see, even if this man is handsome, looking like he has his shit together, clean, whatever, if you see a man approaching you, most of us are gonna be like, oh, look at this pervert, he's already coming over here, blah blah blah.
That's true.
Your body language, your face language is already gonna tell him she's not interested, because you're already feeling a certain type of way.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be that way, because sometimes people do want to approach you, mm-hmm, to tell you, hey, you look very nice today. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because I could see a handsome man, I'll be like, you're very handsome. Doesn't mean I want to, you know,
yeah,
fuck him, or, you know, maybe I do.
You're like, yes.
But it's, I feel like now you cannot be nice or give compliments without being looked at weird.
Yeah, I think now it's hard. Like, I feel like everybody assumes too much.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot say good morning because they're like, oh, she wants something.
Like, for instance, I told a man, a grown-ass man, oh, you look handsome today. I didn't get nothing from him. Nothing. No thank you. No confusing face. Yeah. No nothing. There was nothing there. So then I said, never mind, I'm going to take it back.
Oh.
So I took it back.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's the bad part. Like, I don't even know what can influence people like that. I think it's just people are very strange on a different level.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because if you give somebody a compliment, either they see it as desperate or, mm-hmm, in a very strange way, mm-hmm, like how you said, like a pervert. But it's like, damn, so what do you expect? Then you're sitting around saying, like, nobody pays attention to me, nobody says this, nobody compliments me. But when you had it, you thought it was very weird.
Okay, like, I always complain about not being approached. I do get approached, but it's by the wrong man. Like,
What advice do you give them?
All like grown men. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone that's my age. I don't want someone that's 2 years below me, 3 years below me. No, I want someone that's at least 3 years older than me. What do I get? The younger ones.
Yeah, that is true.
And I don't want that.
That is true.
I don't want that. So I do get approached, but I just, in a nice way, mm-hmm. I do get approached. But then they take it the wrong way because I'm just like, I could be your mom. Like, no. No. Like, you know, oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll have a dance with you. But then after that, I'm just like, oh, okay, very nice dancing with you. Like, have a good night. And then they take it the wrong way. You know?
Yeah, that's really hard. I don't even know how to.
So if you guys have any advice on how to maybe make myself more approachable, which I don't think I should, because the man that's gonna cross my path and it is for me, mm-hmm. he should have the cojones to approach me. Whether I have red hair, blonde hair, dark hair, red lipstick, approach me.
But sometimes I wish I was not approachable, because I feel like I'm too approachable.
You're too approachable.
I think it's maybe because my face looks very, like, childish.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's annoying. But it's because it's, like, I'll be standing, minding my own business, and people come and talk to me about the randomest thing. Like, I went to go wash one day, and this lady started going on and on about her family, and that she went to the bike store nearby, and how long have I lived around the area, and how do I use the machines, and it was just so long, and I feel like I was very short.
Or, like, that one, you know, incident where the lady just came in. As you guys know, Miss Bebecita, she used to be an optician, so she's over here with the patient, you know, trying to sell some glasses, and the lady's like, I'll give you swimming lessons.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how to swim. You can swim at my house. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Tell them what happened after.
Click the next episode to find out what happens with the pool lady. Ooh. What made her so upset? Let's find out. Click the next episode of Bebecita in Red.